Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's Radon Awareness Month. What's radon? Why should we be concerned about it? And how can we fix it if we have a radon problem? Let's go in depth with Dean Van Rijswijk with Van Rijswijk Plumbing and Heating, Monroe. Well, Dean, your company has a very interesting history. Can you share a little bit about the founding? And
my dad and my uncle bought it from an older gentleman in town in 1958, I believe. So we've been around 60-some years. My brother and my dad bought it from my uncle, and then now my brother and I own it. We've owned it about 18 years now.
Well, I've heard that when your dad and uncle started it, they were just teenagers.
Yeah, they were 14 and 16 or 15 and 16 years old. Yep.
That's just remarkable.
It is. It is.
Do you think people did things like that back then more often, or these guys just really thinking ahead?
I think it was done because about the only thing there wasn't a lot to do except work. So you have found a way to work and to make money. And so that's what they did, is to do that. And they had some ingenuity to them to think about what to do. But they had my grandpa to help them do that. Their dad kind of spurred them in doing some of this stuff. So that's how they got started.
I just wanted to share that story because it was so cool. But what we're really here to talk about today is this National Radon Month, and you do that testing and mitigation, right?
Yes, I do. I'm not a certified tester, but I can test it, but I'm a certified mitigation contractor to get rid of radon out of your house.
Okay, so what is radon?
It's an invisible gas. It's combined of uranium and radium together, and then it just comes up out of the soil as a combination. And then it comes up into the houses through the cracks in the walls of your basement. About anywhere there's a crack, it'll come in.
Okay, and why do we worry about radon?
It causes lung cancer. That's what my class was. They said it's a second or third leading cause of lung cancer, they think.
Well, yeah, and I talked to a young lady who's a teacher, and she had stage 4 lung cancer, and she never smoked. She really thinks it's radon. That's part of her mission, too.
Yep.
And so this time of year is National Radon Month. Why this time of year, do you think?
It's the best time for testing because your houses are locked up tight. You don't, because if you open your house and windows and through the summertime and let the windows wind blow through it, it blows the radon out. So when you lock up your house, technically, shut the windows, shut the doors. Most people don't leave a lot through the wintertime. It collects a lot more into your house through the winter months because of people don't leave. They go to work. Their house is set up, locked up, and then it collects in there, and it becomes more prevalent through the winter months as the house is locked up.
And so I'm guessing then that our newer houses might pose more of a problem with radon.
Yes, they do because now I'm finding allergies. If people have allergies and stuff, they leave their houses locked up as well. And with the insulating structures that we have now, there's no way for the stuff to escape. So it just collects.
And our tight windows, all of that works to hold the radon in.
Yep, it does.
And so, some of our older houses might be better off. And normally we think about problems with our older houses, not so much with our new ones.
No, but the new ones now a lot of the people or the contractors and the plumbing contractors are now at least running getting it set up so the radon can be taken care of a lot easier. They run the pipe from the basement up through into the attic, and then it's not as, well, it's a little more, it looks a lot better. Aesthetics is a lot better. It's not, you don't have a fan and a pipe on the outside of your house. Everything is inside and enclosed. So people are really thinking about a lot now just to get rid of it because of the possibility of causing lung cancer.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about radon with Dean Van Rijswijk. Well, I was reading the other day that Iowa's one of the worst places in the nation for radon.
Yeah. When I took the class about 4 or 5 years ago, when I was a kid, we always talked about the ice age and where the glaciers came down. And that's a lot of it. If that's where they say the radon is prevalent, where the glaciers came down, which Iowa is where they kind of stopped down by the Missouri line. So that's where, from getting down from Missouri on down, it really doesn't cause too much of a problem. It's just up there. So I don't know if the glaciers brought the radium or uranium and then they just sat here. But that's the thing I remember most about the class was where it stopped. And that's basically where the radon was, where the glaciers came down.
Now, what's involved with the mitigation?
First thing you got to do is go in and seal the basement floor as best as possible. Yeah, because what we're trying to do is we don't want the air to come through the basement floor into the house. So we want to seal that basement floor off, or crawl space, the same way. You want to go in and seal it as best you can. And then you drill a hole, usually a 5-inch hole with a 4-inch pipe in it. Seal that all up, dig a little 3 or 4 gallon pit underneath it so it's got a little air pocket that you can pull that air through the dirt, rock, sand, out to this pipe with a fan on the outside of the house, and then blow it out. And then so we're sucking the air through this hole to this pipe instead of coming up into the basement.
Okay, so you're catching it as it's right below.
Right below, yep.
And then venting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those cracks I have in my basement floor are a problem.
They can be, yes. Yes, they can. They don't help you out any.
All right.
We don't do a lot of going in if they're finished basements or something like that. We don't do a lot of that sealing the floor, but the carpet and the pad and all that stuff pretty well seals it. So we try not to invade any finished area with our systems.
That sounds like pretty simple, the mitigation to it. How long does it take?
Most of them are done in 6 to 8 hours. That's about it. They're really pretty simple. It's pretty basic engineering to get the air from under the floor out and get it outside.
And so what was involved with the training to teach you how to do this?
I took, you have to take the certified mitigation, or you have to take the testing class first. So you have to do that for a week. And then about a month later, I took the class to learn how to do the mitigation and to get rid of it. When you got that done, then you have to get standard operating procedures done. You have to send a resume and to the state, to the government, Iowa government, and then they go through it, make sure you have the right credentials to be a certified mitigator.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about radon with Dean Van Rijswijk. And the testing part of it, you say that took quite a bit of training too?
No, it took about a week to do that, to go through all the codes and stuff. You have to do that first before you can be a certified mitigator. Then you have to go through the same process to be a tester that you do the mitigator through the state. But I did not do that because I figured it was kind of a conflict of interest with testing it. And then you're a mitigator also. It kind of puts you in a bad position if people don't know who you are. He tested it. He says it's high. Now I'm going to sell you a mitigation system. So I decided not to do the testing. That way I'm not saying that I'm trying to get more business.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Because if we know a person, mm-hmm. we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
we trust them to test and mitigate.
Right.
But, somebody that we don't know coming through, especially, let's say they're from another state coming through.
Well, a lot of the time the mitigation systems are the ones we've been doing, probably 90 to 95% of them are real estate transactions. So they don't know who I am. They don't know, or they're coming from another state, coming in, moving in with. We do a lot of them in Pella with Vermeer's, roll screen, transition of jobs and stuff that they have to do it. So they don't know who I am, and I just thought it was a better situation not to be a certified tester.
So it's part of real estate. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody buys and sells a home?
Yep.
They want it mitigated, the buyer.
Well, they end up testing it. They hire the home inspector is a certified tester. So they test it while they're doing the inspection for the home, and then they decide whether they need to put it in or not. It's not mandatory, but it's getting close to being mandatory.
Yeah, because that might really cool a real estate deal off.
It ends up being 90% of the time it ends up being a negotiation tool. And they do that. Maybe the seller pays half and the buyer pays half. But that's where a lot of this radon stuff come in, and it really wasn't prevalent till about 10 years ago. Nobody really thought anything about it. And then now the real estate people that come from out of state someplace like Pennsylvania or someplace like that where they found it in coal mines and places like that, they would be moving out here, and they knew about it, so they wanted to test it. And it's just kind of, I'd say, snowballed from there.
Everybody wants it now.
Yep.
It's really interesting. When your dad started the business, we probably didn't even think about radon.
No.
We might not have even known it.
From the stories I get from them guys, have to stand by the wood stove to get warm in the wintertime, and you had frost on your nose or your blankets when you slept at night. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of – there was a breeze going through the house all the time. So it really wasn't a problem till they started – finding out it was collecting in places that didn't have any ventilation.
So as we grew and prospered post-World War II and got more modern housing, that
it started causing a little trouble.
Isn't that interesting?
There's also the other issue is a lot of people used to put sand under basement floors. Well, that's not a good situation now with this radon because you can't pull air through sand very well. So the newer houses are a lot easier to take care of. I have not had a new house that I've tested that done the mitigation in that hasn't been below one and almost to zero. But you get in a new house or an older house that has sand or dirt under it, it might take 8-9 months to a year to get it down below the limit that they want.
And so does it prove effective? You test it, finds the house needed it, then you mitigate it, and then you come back. Do people ever come back and test it?
I come back and test it if they want me to. I have the tester that most of the certified people have. Just for my records and my peace of mind, I want to know if I did the job that needs to be done. I don't want to go in, put the system in, and not test it, and they've spent money and not accomplished anything.
Right. Well, so how much does what does a test cost, and then say an average mitigation?
A test, I think most of them are going anywhere from $75 to $125. For the testing, which involves you have to have your house locked up or you have to have it shut up for a day, and then the test machine has a 72-hour part in it, so it doesn't start to test till 24 hours in. So you've got a day, and then it goes on for the next 48 hours as a test. So it's a two-trip process. You got to kick out, put the machine in. You have different parameters. You can't set it by a window. You can't. It's got to be so far off the floor. So, you know, it just depends on who's testing it and how advanced they want to go. So it runs anywhere from $75 to $125. Mitigation in the newer houses, if they've got the pipe in, you're looking at about $1,000. If you got to put everything in, you're looking at $1,350 to $1,400 to have a mitigation system in.
You know, for peace of mind and health, and that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. And I've found out that a lot of people, once they get it in their mind that they have radon or they think they got radon, put everything in, take care of it, because it gets to be a peace of mind. Because then they know they've done what they're supposed to do. They're not worried about it all the time, waking up at night thinking, oh my gosh, do I have radon? Am I going to get lung cancer? So it's a peace of mind scenario for me to have it, and it's a it makes me feel good if I get the job done right.
Thanks to Dean Van Rijswijk for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.